Congress may have to try again if it wants to change the way that federal judges impose sentences. The Supreme Court has thrown out the guidelines that Congress approved. That returns more power to judges to decide how severely to punish crime. Here's NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
20 years ago, Congress sought to eradicate the disparities in federal sentencing by enacting a new method of deciding how many years each defendant would serve. Although it was called a guideline system, it was in fact a mandatory regimen with a numerical grid for judges to use in meting out sentences. And frequently, judges were required to add on time for conduct that was not put before the jury, indeed even to consider conduct that the defendant had been acquitted of. In recent years, however, the Supreme Court has ruled in a variety of state cases that sentences beyond the statutory maximum must be based on conduct found by a jury, not a judge. The court has said that the Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial requires that sentencing be based on criminal conduct found by a jury of one's peers beyond a reasonable doubt, not by a judge using a lesser standard. Yesterday, the Supreme Court applied the same reasoning to the federal sentencing system, but instead of limiting itself to those sentences that exceeded the statutory maximum, the court threw out the system of mandatory sentences across the board. The ruling came in the case of a Wisconsin man named Freddie Booker, who was convicted of selling 3 ounces of cocaine. The maximum sentence he faced for this crime, given his previous drug record, was 23 years in prison. But the judge added 8 years onto that sentence because the judge concluded that Booker had in fact sold more drugs before his arrest and that he lied on the witness stand. Booker contended that the 8 years the judge added to the statutory maximum was an unconstitutional sentence because the crimes it was based on had not been submitted to the jury. Yesterday, in a series of shifting majorities, the Supreme Court agreed with Booker, but then went on to undercut his victory with a second decision that could, in the last analysis, end up with Booker receiving the same sentence. In a 5-4 decision written by Justice John Paul Stevens, the court agreed that the current sentencing system deprived Booker of his right to a jury trial. But in a second part of the decision, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg switched sides and provided a critical fifth vote to the 4 dissenters to save the sentencing guidelines. The caveat is that the guidelines have to be voluntary, not mandatory. Thus, Freddie Booker's judge can still add 8 years onto Booker's sentence, but only if the judge chooses to, not if he's required to by Congress. At bottom, the second part of the opinion, written by Justice Stephen Breyer, allows unlimited judicial discretion in the federal sentencing system. It calls on judges to use the previously mandatory guidelines as voluntary guidelines, and says that any sentence may be set aside by appellate courts if it's deemed unreasonable. It was a strange outcome, and one that had been sought neither by prosecutors nor defense lawyers nor any of either side's allies. But in the end, as the court acknowledged, it's up to Congress to change the system within the confines of the court's ruling. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.